So we return again to our insentient beings speak Dharma, the masterpiece of Master Dogen, here in the forest, where the night rain washed the forest and the morning mist and fog arose. And I've chosen a couple of parts from this fascicle to talk about today. And I think it follows on what Kate was saying yesterday. So this is from Master Dogen, says, "Insentient beings do not necessarily speak Dharma with a voice heard by the ears. Similarly, sentient beings do not speak Dharma with the voice heard by the ears." You can appreciate that none of us are doing much talking to each other, are we? And yet we hear and receive from each other so much, just in proximity, so many other ways in which we communicate that do not depend on the voice or the ears. And Master Dogen continues, "Now ask yourself, ask others, and inquire, what are sentient beings? What are insentient beings?" So where does this distinction derive? This distinction, this way of distinguishing that is the human habit pattern, right? Self and other, good and bad, right and wrong. And he continues, "In this way, you should concentrate and study closely what insentient beings speaking Dharma is. Foolish people may think that the sound of trees or the opening and falling of leaves and flowers, or I could say the sound of the bird outside the tent, is insentient beings speaking Dharma. Such people are not studying Buddha Dharma." So he's warning us not to jump to superficial interpretations of this. Insentient beings speaking Dharma isn't the bird singing to us. Or maybe it is. He goes on to say, "If it were so, who would know and hear insentient beings speaking Dharma? Reflect now. Are there grasses, trees, and forests in the world of insentient beings? Is the world of insentient beings mixed with the world of sentient beings? Furthermore, to regard grasses and trees as insentient beings is not thoroughgoing. To regard sentient beings as grasses, trees, tiles, and pebbles is not enough." So he wants us to go beyond the conventional way of thinking. And he's spitting out these sentences that completely tangle our minds. So we stop. We stop trying to figure it out. He's really expert at doing that. And then he says, "Even if you hold a human view that regards grass, trees, and so on as insentient, you cannot grasp them by ordinary thinking. The reason is that there is a distinct difference between trees in heaven and trees in the human world." What could these trees in heaven be like? Mm-hmm. I suggest there's one right there. And then there's this interesting part that follows on this, where he says, "Insentient beings speaking Dharma cannot be understood by ears." So, as carrying on the same teaching, you cannot hear what they're saying with your ears. He says, "The eyes can hear the voice. Furthermore, there is hearing voice throughout the body, and there is hearing voice wherever the body can reach." Doesn't that remind you of Kate talking about Guan Yin with the eyes and ears all over her body, and the many arms everywhere? And Guan Yin is not just our imagination. It's not just the statue on the dining table. Guan Yin is, you know, sitting here, 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 here. And she can hear wherever the body can reach. her body that is as wide and far-reaching as infinity. Even if you do not embody hearing the voice with the eyes, so he's speaking to those of us who aren't quite Dogen, right? He said, you should master with your body. And Kate started us off at the beginning of this sesshin, talking about the importance of the body. And he says, you should master with your body in sentient beings here, in sentient beings speaking Dharma. And then he says, you should let go of in sentient beings here, in sentient beings speaking Dharma. So master it and let it go. So this no grasping, right? This not trying to take something and make it into something that we can remember and that we can access with our memory, and then we get freaked out about when we can't remember it, and I knew I had that last round, and now it's escaping me, and I'm hopeless, and I gotta find it again, and I know I only have a little bit of time left to find it. So, right? So, this mastering and letting go, when I first read this piece, studied it, it did remind me of a koan by the Rinzai master, Linji. And the koan is called The Person of No Rank. And it goes like this. There is a true person of no rank who is constantly coming and going from the portals of your face. Who is that true person of no rank? A true person of no rank constantly coming and going from the portals of your face. I've heard or read John Tarrant, one of the teachers in our lineage, talk about this human tendency toward labeling, right? So we go down the street and there's people coming towards us and we think old woman, you know, child, or worse, you know, like stupid person or person who's dressing really cool, or a person who's, you know, likely to, you know, get in my way, better stay away from that one, you know, just, and then label, 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 right? And then inside our mind, you know, label, 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 you know, this is a good thought, this is a bad thought, I'm onto it, I'm hopelessly lost, will I stop thinking about thus and such, you know, label, 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 everything that comes up, right? And similarly, you know, we can, as we go through the forest, we can just be label, label, label everything we encounter, you know. It's such a deep ingrained habit. But what Master Dogen is asking us to do, and Master Rinzai, Linji, are to consider what it would be like not to keep feeding this habit of labeling, and instead to become intimate with the present moment, this experience of our lived life, like each moment, what is arising. And when we have the great benefit of being able to do that through practice, whether it's on the cushion or as you're walking out and seeing the mist over the Cobbs Cook Bay, it is the labeling stops, you know, and something else emerges. And it is the mastery of the body, right? The body is the one that is able to suddenly see the Cobbs Cook Bay with the mist and the trees and a couple little loons swimming out in the distance. And grasping at nothing, not needing to hold on to that, not needing to seek after it, not needing to push it away either. So this person of no rank who's constantly coming and going from the portals of your face is the one that doesn't grasp. It is the one who is able to be alive in your life just as it is. And this koan about the person of no rank is also part of another koan. And this one involves a woman, which is so unusual because generally we've been excluded from the koans. And the funny thing is her name is Yu, Y-U. Got that? And she's a dim sum maker. So little, you know, donuts or biscuits, little cakes. Yeah. And she studied with a teacher, Lang Ya. And this koan, the teacher gave her this koan, who is the person of no rank. It's a koan that's given to both beginners and advanced students. And as she was working with it, and the koan is dropping into her practice, you know, she's making her dim sum, doing all her domestic stuff. She was married. Every now and then, drop in. Who is the person of no rank? And she heard a song. Someone was singing, and it went, if you haven't heard her song, how can you find the lake? So let's change it to, if you haven't heard her song, how can you find Cobb's Cook Bay? And upon that, she was greatly enlightened, as always happens in these poems. They never say she didn't get it, so, you know, what do you think? You know? And supposedly she threw her dim sum pan on the ground, you know. Hell with this stuff. Husband told her she was crazy. She said, this is too important. Leave me alone. You don't know what you're talking about. Runs back to the teacher, Longya. And she says, and he says to her, you know, he sees her probably coming at him, you know. And he knows just by the way she's presenting, you know, that she's got something urgent to talk to him about. And what does he say? He doesn't say, hey, how's it going? You know, how you doing today? He says, who is the person of no rank? Mm-hmm. You know? And she says, there's someone of no rank with 6 arms and 3 heads working furiously, smashing Flower Mountain into 2 with a single blow. For 10,000 years, the flowing water doesn't know the source. So there's someone of no rank with 6 arms and 3 heads working furiously. Don't you feel like that sometimes? Like you are someone? 6 arms, 3 heads working furiously? And smashing Flower Mountain. So I tried to figure out the reference then. And the only thing I can think of it came up with was the Flower Sutra is the sutra of the very first transmission from the Buddha to Mahakashyapa, where he held up the flower, you know, and Mahakashyapa smiled. So just smashing all that stories, smashing all those studies. You know, here she is, 6 arms, 3 heads, and smashing it, you know, just like she threw her pan down, you know. And then for 10,000 years, the flowing water doesn't know the source. The flowing water. Each of us, the flowing water. This sesshin, the flowing water. The whole forest, the flowing water, doesn't know the source. Gatte, gatte, para gatte, para sam gatte, bodhi, svaha. Yay! So, this is, I think, Dogen, hearing the voice throughout the body, hearing the voice wherever the body can reach. Even if you do not embody hearing the voice with the eyes, you should master with your body and sentient beings hear insentient beings speaking Dharma. And you should let go of insentient beings hear insentient beings speaking Dharma. Allow the person of no rank to go in and go out constantly from the portals of your face with great freedom. Thank you.